Welcome to The Week That Was, a look back at the past 7 days on site. I'm David Adams, the editor of Site Magazine, and our coverage this week included how a Catholic church in Paris has been responding to the Yellow Vest protests, a look at the relationship between Jair Bolsonaro's presidential election victory in Brazil and Christian evangelicals, and how churches in the US are providing parking for homeless people forced to sleep in their cars but forbidden from doing so in many US cities. But first to Christmas, and Christians in Pakistan remain fearful of a backlash against the recent decision to acquit Christian mother of five, Asia Bibi, of blasphemy charges in the lead-up to the celebrations on the 25th of December. The acquittal in October, after she spent some 8 years on death row, led to unrest in the country, with Islamic hardliners calling for her death. She and her husband are now reportedly hiding in a government safe house. A report this week told of how churches in Pakistan have beefed up security amid Christmas festivities and how some Christians have toned down their celebrations to avoid conflict with their Muslim neighbours. The state of affairs in Pakistan, which was last week added to a US blacklist of countries said to violate religious freedoms, has sparked calls for the Pakistani government to do more to protect Christians. Wilson Chowdhury of the British Pakistani Christian Association was among those calling for greater action. He remarked that, despite her joy at being free, he couldn't believe that Asia Bibi is feeling like much of a winner today. Meanwhile, other Christmas-related coverage included a look at the origins of the popular Christmas carol Silent Night, which this year celebrates its 200th anniversary. There's also a call for Christians to embrace the work of Christmas by joining in partnership with God to find solutions to the many problems we see in the world around us. And in a special sightseeing column, Niels von Kahm reflects on the recent arrests of Christians protesting the treatment of immigrants gathered at the US-Mexican border in Tijuana and how, he says, they, through their actions, have exemplified the true meaning of what Christmas is all about. There was also a news piece this week on calls for people to avoid buying Christmas presents made by slave labour. And we also had a special health insight on how to enjoy Christmas food without compromising your waistline. To Paris, and we ran a story this week on how a Catholic church with a long history of operating during turbulent times has been caught in the middle of the Yellow Vest protests. The report states that despite the chaos in surrounding streets, the English-speaking church has managed to keep operating, thanks in large part to Reverend Aidan Troy, who previously served in Belfast, and who says that while there's a danger people will get frightened in such times, we don't run scared. As well as running regular services, holding baptisms and an Advent retreat during the period, the church also opened its doors to protesters to use its toilets when some began relieving themselves in the churchyard one Saturday. Meanwhile, from Brazil, we ran a feature looking at the role evangelical Christians there played in the election of Jair Bolsonaro, who will be sworn in as the new president on the 1st of January. But as the story points out, the support of evangelicals is only part of the story behind his election, and comparisons with the election of Donald Trump in the US can be misleading. The American president won with the help of a well-established evangelical constituency that ignored his moral failings, Eduardo Campos Lima writes. Bolsonaro created his Christian voting bloc by campaigning against a liberal moral drift. Turning to the US, and we ran a story this week on how churches there are joining charities in helping to provide safe parking spaces for homeless people forced to sleep in their cars but forbidden from doing so in many cities under local laws. One church doing so is the Lake Washington United Methodist Church outside of Seattle, where since 2012 people have been invited to sleep in their car in the church parking lot and then to go down the road to a shelter to do such things as shower and use computers. In other news this week, the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is fighting an Ebola outbreak and facing ongoing conflict and hunger, was cited by humanitarian agencies as the most neglected crisis of the year in a poll conducted by the Thomson Reuters Foundation. In Canada, changes to the federal government's summer jobs program that remove language interpreted by many to require support for abortion have been welcomed by faith-based organisations. In Australia, aid advocates have welcomed proposals by the Australian Labor Party at its national conference in Adelaide to increase the foreign aid budget to 0.5% of gross national income, well above the current level of 0.22% should it gain power at the next federal election. In the UK, Church of England bishops have joined in calling for national unity as the Brexit debate gets increasingly acrimonious. And as the fighting in South Sudan enters its sixth year, the conflict has lessened following a peace deal, but violence there is preventing almost 2 million people from receiving aid, leading to fears of a famine in 2019. Essays this week included a look at, on its 70th anniversary, three reasons why the UN Convention on Genocide is still failing, and another on the importance of passing US prison reform legislation, known as the First Step Act, with Christian Jail Support Ministry Prison Fellowship saying it's a step forward in recognising that prisoners too are made in God's image. Our columns included a look at Dorothy Day, founder of the Catholic Worker Movement in the US, in our Saints of Past Ages column, a look at how crowdfunding initiative in the UK is helping the homeless find work in our WOW column, and in our postcards column, a look at how ordinary Catholics are keeping faith in the US city of Philadelphia despite the failings of the church. There's also a Strange Sights Christmas special, which includes a look at a rent-a-reindeer scheme in Siberia and some odd Christmas traditions in America. Recent reviews include a look at a new joint publication from the United Bible Societies and the World Council of Churches, which delves into the way different parts of the global church view the Bible. Now remember, you can subscribe to our free site daily or site weekly emails for all our coverage to be delivered to your inbox as it happens. You can also follow us on a range of social media, and while all our content is free to access, we'd welcome any financial support you can give us. Look under the subscribers under the masthead for how you can contribute. We'll be taking a break next week. The week that was will resume on Saturday the 12th of January. In the meantime, on behalf of all the team at Sight, I pray you have a happy, safe and healthy Christmas and a great start to 2019. Thanks for all your support this year. I'm David Adams, editor of Sight magazine, and that was The Week That Was.